about Paul, who was preaching at the city of Athens. Lewis, you're on.
使徒行传17章, which verse?
It was going to be verse 24, but we haven't got there yet. Okay, so the story is Paul preaching at Athens. Athens was the lead city, the capital city in Greece in the days of the Lord Jesus.
Athens is. 希腊一个最重要的城市.
It was really the cultural center of the world. Okay, and so the question that I always ask is, if you were going to go to the very top, all the important people in the world, to tell them about God, what would you say?
God is good.
That's what you would say, yes. So I'm going to see if I can just summarize what Paul said to them, because we need to know today the important things that God would say to us, and we need the important things to say to other people. What, you meet somebody and he says, do you know anything about God? What would you say? And so this is going to tell us what Paul said to all those important people. All right. Verse 24. Somebody read it, please, in Chinese, and then we'll all read it in English.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
All right, first thing then, let's read it together. 24. The God
who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands.
All right. So the first thing then is that there's a God and he made the heavens and the earth. That's where we start when we tell people about God. Go ahead. Okay, and so this verse says he doesn't live, if he made the heavens and he made the earth, he doesn't live in the building over there. Okay, he doesn't even live in the building here. He's too big for that. Go ahead, Lewis.
所以我们就明白神不是在我们这里住的，其实他灵
All right, and then verse 25, someone in Chinese.
我来读吧，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
All right, we'll read it together. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needs anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. All right, the second thing about God is he doesn't need anything. Okay?
第二件事就是说神什么都不需要。
OK, Okay, so he doesn't need me, but I need him.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Okay, he's the great big God. He doesn't need me, but I need a great big God. I need him.
All right, verse 26.
All right, let's read that together. From one man,
he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them, and the exact places where they should live.
Okay, so what else do we know about God? He made us all the same. Okay, that's very, very important. So sometimes you maybe say, okay, I'm from China, you're from Canada, Harold, therefore we're really different. God says, no, we're not different. We're all the same kind of people. Okay? Everybody, therefore, knows that there is a God who made us, and we know that he's very, very big. And we know that we need him, and every one of us are the same. We all need the same God. So some people say, oh, I've got my own religion. Some people even say, I can't remember, somebody said to me a few months ago, he said, you know, I don't want a Western religion. I want a Chinese religion. That's not right. There's only one God. And all we want is the right. We want to know about the right God. We don't mind what country he comes from. We want to know about God. God says, I'm the God of all countries, and I determine where people should live. That's too hard to translate. But anyway. All right. Verse 27. Somebody read that in Chinese.
要叫他们寻求神,或者可以揣摩耳朵,其实他离我们个人不远。
Okay, let's read it all together.
God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us.
All right. There's one God, and he made us all, and we all need him, and he has made us all similar. What is it that we're supposed to do? We're supposed to seek him. Reach out for him. Look for him. Lewis?
我们应该去寻找这个神。他是就在我们附近的，要是你
All right, so there's two great principles about seeking God. Can you translate principles?
有两个方式去寻找这个神。
Okay, one is we are supposed to seek him.
我们是应该去找他的。
And then there's another principle that we read in Romans and in the Old Testament, and it says nobody does seek him.
第一个思想就是说没有人去找他。
So the precise words in Romans are, there are none that seek God.
在罗马书他有讲，我们大家都不会去选他的，不会去寻找他的。
And so you put the two together, and it goes like this: None of us really seek God the way we should.
所以就是说，我们大家就是找错了这个路啊，跑错了这个路。我们应该是选他，我们大家都是选错了。
How are we to seek God? We're to seek Him first. Yeah. Most of us didn't seek Him first.
我们应该，他是我们的标准，我们第一件事就要去选选他。
Some of us sought Him almost as an afterthought.
有些人就把他放在好像第二个地位这样。
And so when we come to God, what do we say? We usually say, I'm sorry I came so late.
通常我们就是说，对不起神，我为什么现在才去找你？我应该一早去找你。
We often say, I'm sorry I wasn't more sincere.
我对不起神，因为我其实不是很真诚的去找你。
When I was a little boy, I used to do my homework.
Harold 讲他小的时候，他做他的功课的时候。
Sometimes the teacher would say to me, "You could have done better, you know."
他的老师跟他讲，你应该是放多一点精神去做你的功课。
And sometimes when I seek the Lord, I've got to say, Lord, I know I could have done better.
我们对神也是这样说，我们应该真诚一点去寻找你。
So the great responsibility we all have is to seek the Lord. That's what life is all about.
就是说我们我们应该
Many years ago, I got to travel a lot in Europe.
很多年前我在
欧洲
去旅行。
And that was before a lot of people did much travel in Europe.
那个时候比较少人会在欧洲去旅行。
Today, people travel all over the world.
现在大家都全世界跑了。
But 40, 50 years ago, people didn't travel that much. So when I went to Europe, I would come home, and people would say to me, "When you were there, did you see such and such?"
他回来的时候，朋友就问他，你有见过这个还是那个吗？
And I used to say no.
他说 ，Harold 就跟他们讲没有，什么都没有见到。
And they would say, "Well, if you were there, why didn't you see that?"
所以他朋友会问你，你就是已经到了欧洲，为什么你不去看这个
？And my problem was that I was there on business.
他说他是在那边做生意，所以没有时间看。
And I didn't have time to go sightseeing. I had to work.
在那边工作，没有时间去旅行。
One of the most beautiful places in Europe in those days was the city of Vienna and the beautiful river Danube that ran through the city.
在欧洲有一个地方叫维也纳，那边有一个很漂亮的。What's the name of the river?
Danube.
Oh, Danube. Danube. 是吧？大脑河是吧？
多瑙河。
Okay, I've been to Vienna 5 times.
Oh,
I've never seen the Danube.
他去过维也纳五次都没有去欣赏那个多瑙河。
It was very disappointing. I used to get there about midnight at night. And then I'd have to be, I had to report to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'd have meetings, and then I'd leave town at 3 in the afternoon. I never saw anything other than the hotel, and the road, and an office, and the airport. Okay? Now, people could have that in life, couldn't they? They could go through life, and they could never see the important things. And so the Lord says, listen, you must seek me. The Lord says that we are to seek him with all our hearts.
Okay? 耶稣说我们要寻找他呢，怎么样寻找？就用全部我们的力量，我们的心。
That's one reason why we come to Bible studies on Tuesday mornings. We want to learn more about Jesus. We seek him with all of our hearts. Now, in the Old Testament, Jeremiah teaches us this. He says, if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me.
圣经里面 Jeremiah 怎么讲啊
Jeremiah
说你要是用全心去找我你就会找到神
So that's what we want to do. We say I've got to seek the Lord. I want to seek him diligently. I want to seek him with all my heart. I don't want to miss the good things of God.
所以我要全心去找，我什么都不要放弃，我一定会找到他。
All right. Verse 30 now.
30.
Someone read that one in Chinese.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
All right, let's read it together.
Okay.
In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent. Okay, so what does the word ignorance mean?
Ignorance.
Didn't understand, didn't think about it. Yeah. Didn't know. A lack of knowledge. Okay? Now God says in the past God overlooked that. We didn't seek him the way we should. And we didn't pay the attention to him the way we should, but now we must pay attention. We must seek him.
Tough to translate that.
Yeah.
你们明白吗?
差不多。这个我翻译不到。
Okay, so the Lord says, listen, I'll forgive the fact that you didn't seek me yesterday, but I want you to seek me today and tomorrow. Forget about yesterday, but you must seek me now.
So, 事实上你们以前做错了，我都会原谅你。不过你现在要开始寻找我。
And the reason why is it that we must seek him now?
为什么我们现在一定要去寻找他?
31 is the reason. You've been reading ahead. That's very good. So, you read it in Chinese for us then, Nicole.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Okay. All together,
For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
Okay, so we know that there is going to be a judgment, and God will judge everyone. When we went to school, there were always exams. Okay, I didn't like exams. I was always embarrassed when it came to exams because I didn't know many answers. Okay, now God says we must seek the Lord because there's going to be an exam day. Jesus is going to be the judge. He's going to examine us all.
Okay,
how do we know that Jesus is going to judge us?
Bible.
Yes. What does it say about Jesus judging us? Go back to verse 31. Tell me how we know that Jesus is going to judge us.
He will judge the world.
How do we know Jesus is going to judge us? What's the verse say?
Jesus
rising
from the dead.
Ah, how you got it. We know he's going to judge us because he's risen from the dead. If he were still in the grave, he couldn't judge us. But because he rose from the dead, he must judge us. It isn't just that he rose from the dead and doesn't care. We know that when he was alive, he lived for us. We know that he died on a cross for us. We know that he taught us. And because he rose from the dead, he must judge us. He will judge everybody in the world. But he's going to judge us. And therefore, what do we do? The story is that this particular day, Paul preached this to probably thousands of people in the city of Athens. Try that one, Lewis. Can you translate that part?
Not too well. I didn't
Not too
confuse them.
All right. Do you understand what I'm saying? He preached the message to thousands of people. They all heard. And then what did they do? Those who heard the message, what did they do? Let's keep reading. Somebody's going to read verse 32 and 3 and 4, please. In Chinese, 2 and 3 and 4.
众人不能听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑。 他的也有人说我们在听你讲这个吧，于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他，信了主，其中有亚路巴古的官丢尼斯，并一个妇人名叫大玛尼，还有别人一同信从。
All right, so people heard. Some people did this, some people did that, but some people, verse 34, some people believed. Yes. That's what we must do. We say, I choose to believe. I heard it, it makes sense, I know it's true, I believe it. Okay, that is the simple message of the Bible. That's what Paul told these people. How can I take all the message of the Bible and bring it right down to one little story? That's the message of the Bible. All right, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for these stories in the Bible that tell us the important things. And we remember that the Bible says we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we pray, Lord, that each of us will do that, that we'll learn and that we will believe and that we will obey the teachings of the Bible and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us today. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for today.
Thank you very much.